This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Snieza Jansen-Rundjes has won the Kalamazoo Ladies Library Association contest to design a work of stained glass. It commemorates the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, which enabled women to vote in the United States. Rundjes is a multimedia artist and poet who decided to try her hand in a new medium. Her winning design is called Through Hardship to the Stars. Marge Kars was on the committee that chose the design. The former president of the Ladies Library Association talks about its history.
Well, the Ladies Library Association was formed in Kalamazoo in 1852, and it was started as a women's reading group. There were four women who started to read to each other in each other's homes, and gradually that evolved into a larger group of women reading to each other and sharing books. The Ladies Library eventually became the first lending library in the village of Kalamazoo, and we were the lending library until 1878 when the public library came into existence. We were also doing charity work. We were helping the poor in Kalamazoo during the Civil War and subsequent wars. We were raising funds to help the troops, so We were selling canned goods. A lot more than the library, yes. But the initial idea was the education of women, because that period of time, women didn't probably go past the fourth grade in formal schooling. So there's no opportunity to learn other than to read and to talk with other women. So that was the idea of the Ladies Library Association. The Ladies Library Association in Kalamazoo is the oldest in the state of Michigan. I think we're the third oldest in the United States. And our lending library, we were moving from building to building within the city because the collection was getting larger and more people were using us. And so we would move from somebody's house to a municipal building. And eventually we built our own building in 1878, which is the building which you see now on Park Street. And we have about 180 members today, women between the ages of 18 to in the 90s.
And tell us about this competition, which is where we'll bring Snieza in. What inspired it? What were you looking for?
It was inspired by one of our members, Vanita Alicio. She gave us a donation and she gave us a challenge. She gave us money and said, I think it's time that we have a new stained glass window in the building, in the new addition, the addition that we built in 2013. And she said, I think perhaps we should consider doing a window to commemorate the 19th Amendment, the ratification of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote.
Right.
And so we took that donation and that challenge and created a competition for a stained glass window. And we gave some information to the artist. We said we would like, it's about the 19th Amendment giving women the right to vote. We'd like to see any design, but we'd like to see yellow roses. We'd like to see white and purple because those were the colors of the suffrage movement. We gave them the names of four women within the organization who had a history of working in the suffrage movement. And then we set it out. We put out a call for artists. We got 10 women artists in and around Kalamazoo who gave us designs. It gave us 11 designs, and from that, we picked four finalists. Then we asked all our members to vote on the best of those four. And Snazda's design was the design that won.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Rundjes talks about her decision to enter the contest.
I would not have originally thought of entering this because I have not been a stained glass artist, but Jamie Reif, who is, and he also has pieces in the Ladies Library Association already, came to me and suggested that I submit a design and then, you know, he would be willing then to execute it. And right from the get-go, I just felt very inspired immediately, and we set up a meeting with Marge, which she very graciously took me through the building. The window was going to be on the east side of the building. Immediately the thought came to me, the east, the dawn, the dawning of a new age, Aurora, the Roman goddess of the dawn. Because, you know, when you approach it, I go, what aspect of the suffrage movement can I represent? Or can anyone's really in just that relatively small space, although it's going to be a big window, but you know, because there was a lot of turmoil and a lot of pain and suffering that these women endured in order to achieve the right to vote. So that I then represented as thorns at the bottom of the image, from which then rises the figure of this single woman / goddess, because it's about every person having a vote. One woman, one vote, one voice. For example, in Latvian, voting means the word balss, which is voice.
Voice, yeah, literally.
Yeah, and by the way, Latvian women got the right to vote 2 years before the women in America. I was inspired by, there's these stars. When you will hopefully all visit the building at some point on this interior vault. So I noticed those and also some classical marble figures. So that veered me towards looking there for the classical. So my mom came to me in a dream also, and she said these words that she had said to me as I was growing up, which are in Latin, Per aspera ad astra, which is the motto of the University of Latvia in Riga, which she attended in the early part of the 20th century to become a medical doctor, one of the first women doctors in that area of the world. And per aspera ad astra means through hardship to the stars. So from the hardship that these women endured originally here in the United States, led by Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, they described Elizabeth Stanton as forging the lightning bolts and Susan B. Anthony as delivering them. So they were great collaborants. They were wonderful friends for decades long. And there were other women also. So just depict the suffering as thorns and then this figure rising up triumphantly. Somewhat archetypally, she could resemble a beauty queen because in her arms she cradles the yellow roses. And on her head she has a sort of crystalline crown representing to me this fountain of new thought, the freshness of pure water, the beauty of this figure being the beauty of courage and faith and fortitude.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist Snieza Jansen-Rundis and former Kalamazoo Ladies Library Association president Marge Kars. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation and join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.